Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you notice, my sermon is called Disease, and I'll get into that here in a little bit. Would you open up your bulletin to the Old Testament lesson? I want to start by pointing out a couple things in here that I think have a lot to do with us today. It's on page 2 at the bottom. In the Isaiah 61 lesson, if you notice it, the Spirit of God is the first paragraph. The second one is to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. All right. How many of you know what the year of the Lord is in the Jewish religion? Okay, let's all raise our hands at one time. Okay. Now, like you said, we read it fast. Okay. If we don't know what that is referring to, we miss the whole point of the paragraph, don't we? In the Jewish religion, every 50 years, all debts, all outstanding things between people, all hatred are wiped clean. That's the year of the Lord. So let's say you bought some land on time and you're in that 50th year. That debt is written off. Because then you start the next 50 years with a clean slate. This also includes the forgiveness of sins. So, during the year of the Lord, you have a rebirth in the Lord. You know, we claim when we sing, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me." All right. So when we're talking about wellness, we're talking about healing, the laying on of hands, what are we actually doing? We're renewing that right spirit within us. But where does that come from? God, the Holy Spirit. There's where the answer is each time, isn't it? You know, I've talked about this before, is the fact that I'm a walking testimony for the Holy Spirit. You know, when I had leukemia 2 years ago, we went up to, I'm looking at Bill because Bill's got intimate relations with the Moffitt Cancer Center too. I went up there, they were going to start chemo. They were going to start the radiation treatments, trying to get it before it really spread. Remember when I sat over here and we had a laying on of hands at the church? I went up the next week to Moffitt. They did the blood test. And my cardiologist, Dr. Sokol, he is Czech. He's from Czechoslovakia. Sokol means falcon. So Dr. Falcon. He came in, and I'm sitting there, and instead of sitting at the desk, he pulled up a chair and sat down with me. And he said, "Steve, you have no leukemia." And I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "It doesn't show up." He said, "It's not in your blood test. You have no leukemia." Exactly. You know, of course, I'm not going to argue with him on it, you know. Thank you, Lord. But what happened? Okay. Exactly. Remember we talked about last week when we talked about the cross. We are forgiven. We are healed. Everything comes down through that middle section. And then it has to go out on both sides, right? So if we stop that from going through us, are we healed? Are we forgiven? All this other stuff. No, because we have to allow it to go out to happen. Now, that day I was here, did you folks stop it, or did you share the power of the Holy Spirit through you? You shared the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, look at it this way. Luther said this, and I agree with him. Even a bad pastor can be an effective man of God. Because it's not him, it's the Holy Spirit working through him that is important. Now, stop and think about that. If you have somebody that's the southbound end of a northbound horse, okay, you would say, well, I don't want him being my pastor. But yet, if the Holy Spirit is into him and it's flowing out of him, can he be an effective? Sure he can, okay? That's right. Well, and the thing is, when we start looking at things like this, are we perfect? No. Well, and remember in here too, I have preached on the fact if our secret sins ever came out, we would be extremely embarrassed, wouldn't we? But yet, I hate to say this, we all have them. But yet, how do we get rid of those? Forgiveness. You say, oh, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I'm turning to you. I'm going to give you everything that's in me. Forgive me. And then what happens? He forgives you. You know, Gene. Well, it's because we have that. Yeah. We can do better. Yeah, remember when I've told you in here before, too? Let's say you're studying something new for the first time. And you go take your first test. You get a 26. Not very good, is it? Nice and fail. Crash and burn. Okay? So you go home, you study some more. Next time you take the test, what do you get? 40 to 50 in there. Still fail, crash and burn. But yet you doubled your score, didn't you? Right? Third time, you're up in the 60s. Whoa, I'm in a D area now. Okay. At least I'm scoring something. Fourth time, you get up in the 80. And then the fifth time, you're up in the 90s to 100. Have you been wrong? No. You learned the lesson. So when we study the Bible, do we understand that lesson the first time? No, that's what Gene just said this morning. We read through it and we don't really understand it. But as you understand it, all right, now I get this, there's our 20. Now I can apply it here, there's our 40. See what I'm getting at? It's an ongoing process. And isn't that wonderful that that happens? Now, here's what I was thinking about in putting this together. Why are we having a healing laying on a hand service? But what else? Is he right? That's exactly why we do it. That's right. And so the thing is, when we talk about Holy Spirit, it's not that we do something, it's that we receive. And remember, too, when we're talking about the law, remember I've told you in here before, too, that as part of my ordination vows, I took the vow to preach, teach, and confess the proper distinction between law and gospel. All right, so if we do things, is that law or gospel? That's law, okay? But if we receive something, that's gospel, isn't it? So when God gives it to us, we receive it. Exactly. Course knowledge, Gene brought up, how come I fall back off again? Well, because we have a human nature that gets in our way. Not only that, we have Satan that's out there that says, I want you on my side, so I'm going to screw it up for you. And he tries. You know, so when we are looking at all of this, it makes a difference. Because once we're in that state of grace, grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone. That's three of the five solas. Pastor Don one time came up to me and said, did you know there's five solas? I said, yeah. He said, well, I only ever learned three, and those are three up there. I said, because that's all the Missouri Synod usually puts out are those three. Okay? It was sola gratia, sola fide, and sola scriptura. Okay? Sola Christus, soli Deo Gloria. All right, well, so what does that mean? By grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, Christ alone, and then soli. Now, you've heard the word solo, right? Okay, that's one. Soli is plural. Soli, plural, Deo, God, glory. Soli, Deo, Gloria. To God be the glory. To God, plural, be the glory. What is that referring to? The Trinity. You know, so when we look at this, that's our basic faith right there. That's the way it was. You know, during the Reformation, is this new? No. That's early church. But what we decided to is, hey, this was the way the apostles set it up. Let's go back to that. All right, so when we're looking by grace alone, by faith alone, Scripture alone, let's just take those three. Does Scripture heal? Think about that. Is it the Word of God? Okay. Can the Word of God heal? Does Scripture heal? Yes. Okay. But you see, when I first asked that, not one of you said yes. Okay. Many times, we talk, let's look at baptism, because baptism is important, right? And what did the apostles said? There's three ways to be baptized. This isn't from me. This is from the apostles around 50 AD. Okay? Water, word, scripture, fire. Now, I've said that in here before too, right? So, if somebody was not baptized, but they're put on a cross and burned at the stake, are they being baptized? Yeah. Yeah, stop and think about that for a second. They're martyrs for the church. If they're a martyr for the church, is that baptism? Of course it is. You know, and sometimes we try and get laws and rules and things in the way. All right, so the message is simple. Jesus died on the cross, okay? The Lamb of God that passes all understanding, you know, brings that. The blood of Christ saves us. It's the blood of Christ that also heals us. Philippians 4. May the peace which passes all understanding bring your hearts and minds closer to Christ Jesus. Those of you who grew up Lutheran, that every Lutheran sermon finishes that way. Why? Because it's through Jesus Christ we receive peace. Alright, so here's my sermon today. Disease. Let's tear it apart. Dis. What does it mean to dis something? Yeah. Gene, put it down. Okay, what else? To go against. Put it down, go against. Negative, right? Dis-ease. How many of you ever thought of the word ease is in disease? Yeah, I know we talked about that in Bible study. Okay. But not one of us ever thought about that, did we? We use our language without understanding our language. Why? Well, because when you're a kid and you learn the word disease, nobody says, all right, now what? Let's take a look at that word and tear it apart. Right? Nobody ever does that. So, dis-ease. Against ease, what's the other thing we could use for ease? Peace. Okay? Against peace. May the peace which passes all understanding. So, disease is without or against the peace. So, if you're not feeling that peace, if you're not experiencing that peace, are you opening yourself up to sickness? Can your mind do that? Sure it can. Story a few years ago, a guy was told he had cancer. He had done some reading and he said, laughter can cure cancer. Okay. Yeah. So what he did, he went out and got every funny movie he could. Sat down and watched them, laughed. Went into the doctor, guess what? Cancer was gone. It is. So when we look at that, you know, I've talked in here, why do we laugh at the beginning of the service? Why is that okay? Do you think God is upset because we laugh? Oh, no. You know, the shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept. I wish Jesus laughed was in there too. I belong to a group called the Fellowship of Happy Christians. And I'm just looking. I don't think I got that book here. They have two books, Holy Humor 1, Holy Humor 2. Okay? All the funny things that have happened in church, church bulletins, whatever, situations. And the thing is, we got to laugh at ourselves. Why? Because laughter is pleasing to God. So, if we want to get back in peace, against peace, what's the best way to do that? To laugh, to feel joy. Danny and I have been talking about this too. And I'm going to tell this one, not you, okay? But we were talking about happiness, and Danny informed me, he says, think about the word happiness. I learned too, don't feel bad. And he said, happiness comes from the word happens, happening, because it's something that has to occur to create the happiness. Yeah, when you start thinking about it, it makes sense. But again, we never think of our language that way, do we? We just use the word. All right, what about the word joy? Can we create joy? Oh, be quiet over there. We don't create joy, do we? Yeah, that's why I'm doing this. Well, and the thing is that it's just like studying, George. How much do we get the first time? We don't. Why do I come back and say things? Even Jerry one time, because I was talking to her one time, and I said, Jerry, sorry, I've already preached on that. And she said, we're old and we forget. Okay? Out of mouth of babes. Now, did I really just say that? But you see what I'm getting at on that? We sometimes put all these hindrances between us and God. You know, it's the if only, only, should, would, could. You know, if only I could do this. If it could be this way, I'd be happy. Should, would, and coulds are some of the worst words you can use. Because they don't come from the Spirit of God. They come from the flesh. Because you're putting conditions on God. Do you see it? Okay, is that peace or is that non-peace? Non-peace. So when we're talking about dis-ease, anything that creates a hindrance between us and God is disease. Yeah, I see all of you doing this right now. Okay, because as I got to thinking about this, and middle of the night, one of the things I've learned is many times the Holy Spirit speaks to me at night. Of course, he gets that 2x4 and says, I want you should listen to me. So what I do is I have a piece of paper and a pencil by my bed. And so if I wake up, I write it down so I don't forget it. But I think that's the thing is, too, the Holy Spirit will communicate. Do we listen? So when we're talking about disease, does the Holy Spirit give us a way to overcome disease? Yes. And a lot of it is that positive mental outlook. When you're worried, are you in a positive mental outlook? No. So where does worry come from? The spirit or the flesh? The flesh. We are. You know, Danny just brought up a good point on this too. We're free because we're here. All right, so if we're free, why do we want to put things that hold us back again? There's a good question, isn't it? Well, folks, today we talked about disease, and I think you get an idea. So what is the way we want to be? No. When I first walked in here and I saw that, this is Pastor Kaminsky is the one who put that up there, isn't it? Pastor Clyde? Okay. Like George just said, isn't that something good to strive for? By grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, by Christ alone, and for the glory of God. Okay. There, as we've talked in here too, colors are important. This kind of stuff is important. Do you let it enter your heart, or do you fight it? Okay. Exactly. You know, so as we go through this today and we pray for you, let it go into your heart. You know, don't fight it. Don't put that barrier up there. Let it come. Am I going too long? Yeah, I know. But I think sometimes it's more important to have that word out there. May the peace which passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.